Hi everyone, this is Kale Mary.
And this is Soda.
We are back with another podcast from Space Trio. This time, our episode is about the worst costumes of the original series. And we're going to give you our top five. So Soda and I will have taken some time to think about this subject deeply. And we'll work from number five all the way to number one. And before I get started with my sharing my number five, Soda, when I started making this list, I knew what was at the top. I knew the top two. And but then I started thinking, okay, well, now I'm going to have to probably pull up some Google images, like, you know, go back, look at some of the episodes, and do some comparisons. Well, that became a whole endeavor because I got to the point where I thought, I forgot what to me makes a worse costume. Like, is it just that the fashion is bad? Is it because the fashion is insulting? Is it insulting to the actor wearing it? Or is it insulting in general to people? To like maybe a gender? Is it just bad fashion because I would never wear it? Like, what really what defines the worst costume from Kale Mary's perspective? And so I ended up having to lump a couple together in my top five because they had the same theme. So there you go.
When I think about bad costumes, I think, well, there are a few criteria for me. For one thing, if I can tell very clearly that the process that went into making this costume is, we have these random pieces of fabric and fabric-like materials lying around, let's make something out of it because we have no budget. Then I say, yeah, that's a bad costume. That had very little thought put into it. I do give a pass for like you said, someone who's insulting to the gender maybe of the wearer, because a lot of costumes were kind of revealing for, you know, titillation reasons. That's really all there is to it. I think we talked in one of the last episodes about the person responsible for the wardrobe of the original series who had a law that says that, like, the most titillating costume is not the costume that reveals the most skin, but the one that looks like it could reveal the most skin at any second. The one that is most accident-prone. So there are a few costumes I noticed that are very weird in that regard, but I'll keep them as my honorary mentions rather than my top five. Let's just say that.
Yeah, that makes sense. I sort of looked at those outfits as, like you said, I mean, there's a term for that. It's something that people associate with the original series, right? You're going to have scantily clad women. So I went through, there were a lot, by the way, I went through all of them. And I just sort of took a few that I thought were just bad. it's not that the design, it didn't look like the designer put a lot of thought into them so much as he could have done better. Like, he did better on others. And so that's one, that is going to be one of mine. I'll talk about that. Just a couple examples where I thought, this stands out in the whole genre of scantily clad original series female characters.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so I want to start with my number five.
Yes.
And it's okay if you don't quite remember this. This is from A Mook Time. So this is the whole episode where Spock goes through the Pon Farr and they have to go to Vulcan. Yeah. Okay, and this is about the Vulcan the costumes of, let's just say, the Vulcans that are waiting to perform, you know, as part of this ritual.
I, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yes.
So there's a lot of different outfits here, okay? Some of them are not so bad, and some of them are a little extra. I will say I think T'Pring's outfit is not that bad. She looks like a little space rocket, but she's cute.
Yeah, that's true.
And, and then there's T'Pau, you know, who's got like the chest piece hair going on.
Yeah.
It's like she's got like her hair is like longer than her head stacked up. It's weird. She's got a lot of bling going on, you know, but she's the, you know, the matriarch, and she's presiding over the, you know,
The ceremony.
And so, okay, some of the purple gauzes, yeah, it's a little extra. I'm digging it.
Yeah.
But then we get to the guards. Okay, and I just want to back up a step and remind everybody that this is the episode where Kirk has the boob window. So he gets sliced across the chest. His shirt is right up. Right across his chest, and it has been termed the boob window. And that was a little bit scandalous, of course, at the time. And you know, everybody likes to comment on that. However, I want to point out there is one Vulcan guard that is like rocking his whole chest.
Yes, there is.
And this is the one that stood out to me as like just. I remember looking at them and be like, oh no, what? So it's like he's got the boob window to end all boob windows because he's hanging out. And and the thing is, it's not like his whole torso is showing. His costume ends right under his pecs. Okay.
Yeah.
And to make matters worse, the material looks like crumpled tinfoil. And then he's got the weirdest like mask helmet I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It's literally it's like this long vertical, like it's black and it covers his nose and his mouth and his chin and goes down below his chin and up between his eyes. And it doesn't have a hole for him to breathe. And I was just like,
and you know, some of them had this weird little melon silver melon helmet thing under.
Yeah, they had little like little spaceman helmets.
Yes.
Which, you know, to me, okay, maybe that fits in with the whole like little space rocket thing T'Pring's got going on, and they're like matching. Look, their outfits come down low, but not below the chest. And so
yeah.
He's the only one who's, I don't know what kind of guard he is. Like, oh wait, he's not a guard. I don't know. Maybe he is, but whatever. He doesn't look like anybody else. And I kind of wonder, why did they go overboard for this one? But anyway, that's my number five.
Yeah. That's actually my number two.
Is it really?
Yeah. because you know, on top of it being really, really weird, it's like these are Vulcans. They're supposed to be logical, and yet they're dramatic. We know Vulcans like to be dramatic. They have this like flowing clothes, and you know, they like to wear dark things, and they're dramatic. We get it. They're dramatic, and you know, T'Pau seems like a pretty standard Vulcan to me. You know, because of the dramatics. And I can even let the pring slide, but those Vulcan guards don't look Vulcan in the least. They just look like weird spaceman thingies covered in silver tinfoil and showing their packs all over. And I just don't understand.
It's like T'Pau's personal guard. maybe it's like, these are like my hot Vulcan guards because I roll that way.
Possible.
And yeah, to your point, I you kind of think of Vulcans as being conservative and maybe a little reserved. You know, I don't think I've ever seen Sarek in something revealing.
Yes. I have a hard time picturing Spock wearing any of that.
I looked at this guy and I was like, where's your dignity, man? Oh, that's classic, Sona. I'm super happy that this one made your list too.
Yeah.
Pretty high up.
It is. I actually, I was conflicted between this and another costume to end up in number 3, but you'll see.
Okay, so what's your number 5?
My number 5 is, first of all, it's a classic that I think everybody knows. Second of all, it's also, I put it at number 5 because it's something I can actually see, like, people today even wearing, like, it won't look good on anybody, but I can see actual people wearing it today.
Oh,
and
no.
My number 5 is Kirk's stupid bread pants from Charlie X.
Oh, no! Okay.
Yeah, because, you know, they do, like, look like, you know, maybe yoga pants that some people might wear, but they just look so bad. They're just... Why is this the Starfleet issued exercise clothes? For what reason? They reach up to his chest and they're very, very tight and they just look very, very bad.
I can't remember, but are they... They're not leggings, they're tights, right? They cover his feet, too.
Yeah, they're tights. Yeah, yeah.
Funny you mentioned this. This is part of one of mine. Mm. So, everything you said, it's actually kind of hard to look at Kirk.
Yeah.
Especially when that scene opens in Charlie X and, you know, he's trying to teach the boy how to roll with the punches, literally.
Yeah.
The thing is, Kirk's not the only one wearing them.
Yes, that's true. But you know what the difference is between Kirk and the other guys?
What?
The other guys put on this, like, little rope.
That's right.
Rope, but yeah, but Kirk doesn't.
No,
of course
not.
You can see how tight they really are when he doesn't put them on.
I don't know what to say about this, like... Whoever manufactured them, like, made them, like, they gave them to Kirk, their size too small. They're worse than, like, the control top tights a woman, like, a woman would buy to, you know, kind of suck at her gut. I mean.
Yeah, that's true. But, like, all over the leg.
And I thought some of the, like, the leotards and the tights combos in the 80s were bad, but I think Kirk has them beat.
True.
So, oh, that's interesting.
Like I said, I put it at number 5 because I feel like people will actually wear it. They won't look good at it, but they will wear it even today.
Well, also, nobody looks good in that color. That shade of red is like fire engine red.
Yeah.
So my top 4 is the combo of, like, I talked about these outfits of these scantily clad female characters. There's 3 of them that really stood out to me as just sort of preposterous.
All right.
Okay, so the Regillian Cabaret girls from Shore Leave. So Shore Leave is that planet where you can imagine things.
Yeah.
And they show up. And McCoy has these 2 women. They're basically wearing, like, how do I say it? It's like this concept of the extra fabric. So they're wearing what should be, like, kind of like halter tops, really. It's just covering of the breast. And then, you know, tights. And then they have big feathers coming out, like one's in yellow and one's in pink. But it's all fur. Some kind of, like, fur over the chest, like, fur wrapped around the hips and down one leg. And I was just like, these are cabaret girls? Wow. No. So they look kind of like, to be honest, they kind of look like the rabbit that shows up. They're that furry.
Yeah, I remember their like fur feather thing going on. It's very weird, yeah.
I don't know if you quite recall all the outfits of All Our Yesterdays, Zarabeth from All Our Yesterdays. But I think it's when we first get to see her take off this heavy fur carpet, like, coat that she was wearing, you know, because they are on a glacier planet, right?
Yeah.
She is wearing literal rags, strategically placed rags. And yes, I understand that she has been living in a cave alone for many years. But girl.
Yeah.
No.
Aren't you cold? Aren't you cold? Aren't you cold?
Exactly. Like, you're on a glacier, like a planet in a glacial ice age. You're wearing, like, two scraps of cloth. One to cover the chest and one to cover the private parts. Yeah. And I guess she's supposed to be the equivalent to like a cave girl, like, you know, the caveman and his loincloth. Like, this is the cave girl in her loincloth. Yeah. I don't know. I was embarrassed for her, for the actress.
Pretty sure that even in like caveman time, in cold climates, people didn't wear that little.
So it's like the worst costume because it makes no sense to me. And I think it's meant to be titillating, but I just found it illogical.
Yeah.
And then the other one, of course, I think I've had a conversation about this before in a previous podcast, is the belly dancer from Wolf in the Fold. Now, she's definitely wearing like some scantily clad outfit here. But the thing that's notable about this is it's like Easter grass. It's like a hula skirt of Easter grass, completely red and glittery. And so I don't know if she's supposed to be a belly dancer or a hula dancer, but they didn't put a lot of time into this costume. So this is not one of those that, like, you know, oh, how does it stay up? It's like somebody went to the dollar store and bought some some log grass, plastic grass, and sewed it together and like let her wear it on the bottom and the top, and that's all she wrote.
Yeah, I got the impression she was supposed to be like a belly dancer, and that was probably the closest thing they could have come to a proper belly dancer costume.
But where's the fabric? Where's the fabric, Soda? There's no fabric. Oh. It's all grass.
Yeah. But honestly, there is actually one costume. If we're talking about scantily clad women, there is one costume. It isn't on my list, but it was kind of in my honorable mentions, I guess.
Yeah.
The scientist from Who Mourns for Adonis.
Oh, yeah.
When he changed her costume. And suddenly she got this, like, this pink piece of cloth that just covers her breast, like, literally just her breast. No other part of her torso, just her breast. And just kind of covers the breast and tosses over the shoulder. That's it. That's the top. And I remember this very specifically because I remember reading a piece of an interview with her where she said she was asked, how the hell did it stay in place? And she said, a lot of tape. And it nearly, like, ripped her skin off to take this thing off.
Oh. You know what? I didn't think about it, but
both a very weird costume.
I do wonder what some of the actresses would say about the outfits that they had to wear.
It took a lot of tape to keep those things in place. That's my conclusion.
All right, Soda, what's your number four?
My number four. I had a hard time deciding, so I put them all in together. All the hippie clothes from Way to Eden. Yeah. But, you know, I think the main hippie guy with the, like, blonde curls gets the shout out because such a stupid costume. This little skirt in like blue colors, and then like this weird X on his chest, and a kind of short cloak in the same color, from the same fabric as the skirt, basically. And that's it. That's his clothes.
Well, we don't need to talk about my number three. because this is my number three. It is the space hippie monstrosities from The Way to Eden. Everything you said, like his ridiculous ex costume, like her sort of like matching bathing suit. Can we just talk for a second about the leader and his ridiculous robe?
We can. They all looked like someone had like extra, you know, tablecloths or curtains lying around, and like let's make something out of these. Let's just do that.
Yeah, and I mean, and the thing is, I know you're supposed to. People like to mix and match, but this just looks like you went shopping in the bargain bin. And you're like the homeless people who just take the clothes that they get donated to them and just wear what they can just to keep warm. Like, that's the equivalent here, except these don't even keep them warm. I don't know what's going on. Oh, and one other thing about the guy with the X, he's wearing thigh-high boots to compliment his outfit.
Yes, he does.
It actually kind of scared me a little bit because they look like velour thigh-high boots, and you know, and then he's got a cape on the back that matches, like, you know, that's of the fabric, and I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, it's just very, very weird.
But it actually kind of looks like they also took some, like, just random dresses or, like, they basically sewed dresses and made everybody wear dresses, even the men.
Yeah.
Except for the leader, who just basically got to wear a cape and some pants.
Or those pants, they look to me like a miniskirt.
They're baggy pants, actually. I think, like, they're actually not a mini skirt. He's got a big... Now, he does have, like, a big wraparound, like waist belt scarf. But it looks like he has some circus pants on.
All right.
Well, that was my number three and your number four.
Yeah.
So what is your number three?
So my number three, that one you might not remember. In the episode of Helen of Troyes, which is one of my most hated episodes of the series, costume of the Helen is like, it's stupid, but it's like the sexist kind of stupid, you know, we made her wear as little as possible kind of stupid, right?
She had multiple outfits.
Yeah, but most of them were kind of samey. Just show as much skin as possible, but her guards are just the stupidest costumes I have ever seen in my life. Okay, so someone probably had a big piece of like orange plastic, a shimmery orange plastic,
sparkly orange like plastic, yes.
Sparkly orange plastic, and they said, let's make a costume out of that. So they had sparkly orange plastic shoulder pads that are very, very pointy, and sparkly orange plastic skirts that like wrap around them like salami pieces, like, you know, round pieces. And then they had these golden shirts with large plastic orange circles taped onto them in various combinations, and also gold and orange plastic thigh-high boots. No tie-high, knee-high boots, yes. And that's their costume. And it's extremely stupid.
I know exactly what you're talking about. It's so bad, it's good. to me, at least. This was one of my honorable mentions.
Yeah.
Well, I kind of gave them props for not using, like, fur or fabric. like faux fur or fabric, but you're right. It's they did use some kind of plastic, like basically entirely made like the bottom half out of that. They're yeah. supposed to, I guess, be in like sort of like gladiator wear, but you know, obviously it's like
gladiator wear.
it's very bright, shimmery.
As I said, I was, you know, thinking, you know, I kind of was debating with myself whether to put it as three or number two, because my number two is the Vulcan Guards. The Vulcan Guards one, not because their costumes is stupider, but because they're Vulcans, so it makes even less sense for them to wear something like that. But yeah. I think this costume is a little bit stupider than the Vulcan costume.
And you know what's not covered by the orange plastic is like gold shimmer, gold foil, or
yeah.
It's like they stepped out of a Bond movie. Yeah. And it goes, and here's the thing, it goes all the way down to their hands, like covers their hands. So instead of being like an elbow length glove, it's a shirt. That includes the hands.
Yes.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, that's my number three. You know already my number two, so what's your number two?
You know how I mentioned, like, the tights were, like, part of one of mine?
Yeah.
This is basically because I feel like if you're going to make anyone look good, it should be the crew of the Enterprise. And so these are like the fail moments. And part of that was Kirk's tights and just the tights in general that they all use to exercise in. Like, that makes no sense. Come on. And then this might be cheating a little bit since it's the original series cast, but it's not in the original series. It's the body suits from the motion picture.
Oh, you know, if I knew we could include that, it would have been probably my number five name. Yeah, I mean, they're so bad. They look like pajamas.
Yeah, really. That's what I say. They look like onesie pajamas. Onesie pajamas with some like weird little black. I guess it's supposed to be like a belt buckle or I don't even know what it is. Right at their waist, yeah. Like, and they don't even have a belt on. But I just remember thinking, oh wait, this is not just like a one-off type of outfit for the crew. Like, everybody's wearing these.
Yeah,
it's horrible. Like, who decided onesie pajamas or Star Trek uniforms? So, but that led me to thinking about, well, partly the cage. And then Where No Man Has Gone Before. And how much I did not like the original Star Trek uniforms.
The sweaters.
Yeah.
Sweaters.
Yeah. And so I kind of like snuck that into this one as well. So it's the sweaters before they came up with the like prototype or what would be the Star Trek uniforms in the rest of the episodes. Because they were basically in like ugly colored velour. I saw blue and I saw gold and I saw this nasty looking tan.
Yeah.
And some of them had baggy pants on. Now, I will say I did like that the women were kind of wearing pants. Some of the women had pants on, but then like some of the other women didn't. It didn't make any sense. So number two is just overall like bad Starfleet uniforms.
If you're talking about bad Starfleet uniform, I think I would also include the uniforms in the fifth movie, The Final Frontier. they are just horrible. They're so bland. They're so old. They seriously make them all look even older. Like, how can they look older than they do in the sixth movie? So beige and boring. And why? Who came up with that?
I'm curious. Why do you think they felt it necessary to change the look of the uniforms across the movies?
Well, I think everybody kind of realized that the the motion picture outfits weren't working, so they changed those.
Yeah, they had to. Like, those were not sustainable. How did he use the bathroom? I mean,
I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
Is there a flap in the back?
Gene Roddenberry probably had really, really bad ideas about it, and I don't want to know them. I think they just kind of started liking, you know, liking the way they change things up. I mean, by the time the fifth movie rolled around, the Next Generation already started, and they had a new uniform. So I guess they kind of went, hey, let's try something else. But then it was bad, so they returned to the former uniform in the sixth movie. That's my guess.
I guess we are to our number ones. I suspect that they're the same.
Yeah, I think they are. I believe they are.
So what's your number one, Soda?
Yeah, the stupid clothes, uniform, no, uniforms or clothes of the natives from Friday's Time. Did I guess? Is it close to?
Yep, the Kaplans from Friday's Child.
Yeah.
Where do you even start with this?
Those terrible horse tails on their heads. The stupid fuzzy sashes.
Faux fur sashes. And they weren't just like across like the shoulder and the chest. Some of them actually became like ribbons, or they trailed behind them.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, let's just talk about like the what's underneath that. So the purple, or, you know, whatever the horrendous color is they picked, like orange and red and yellow. They're not just like shirts, like long sleeve shirts. They actually cover their necks and their heads and just leave a space for the face.
Yes.
How do you put that on? Does it come with the horsetail hair? Is it like when you're putting, like, if you take the whole monstrosity off, the hair comes off with it? And then what was interesting was, like, the one who wanted to be the Akkar, right? He doesn't have fur. He has tassels.
Interesting.
He's an all black. He's got the same, like, motif of, like, the neck and the head being covered all in black. But he doesn't have fur. He has tassels on. Oh, and I should probably just mention one of his arms is green. Like, he looks like he's in all black. But actually, he's, like, one of his arms is green, like, fabric. I guess they ran out of material.
Probably, yeah.
On the flip side of that, the only one wearing, like, the decent outfit is the wife.
Yeah,
the pregnant wife.
True. Do we see other women of their people? I don't think we see other women of their people.
I think she's the only one.
There's the woman that kind of hits on Kirk at the beginning, but that's it.
I don't remember that.
She gave him some food, and then, like, I think McCoy told him that if he accepted, he has to fight her brother for a hand or something like that.
Oh, okay. All I remember is that her husband, the one who is killed, he had a normal-looking outfit on. Well, kind of normal. I mean, he still had the tassels, and he had, like, the multicolors, and it looks like... It basically looks like someone went to the fabric store and, like, give me all the pillow tassels and the... and like, the curtain tassels that you have, and they sewed it on to his outfit, so it's multicolored. But he's not wearing the headdress. In fact, his hair is actually, like, short.
Yeah, it's true. He doesn't wear the headdress, neck dress.
So how do you think the other actors feel who have to play, like, you know, his subordinates? And they're all wearing these, like, horrible... these horrible costumes. Oh, God.
Yeah.
It's like purple Muppet fur. Oh, and their boots. Their boots were not any better.
I want to believe that at this point it was kind of known among actors that, like, going on this show, it's kind of, you know, you have to put up with some weird wardrobe.
She did have this one pink outfit in the beginning that was interesting. Where they have, you know, like you mentioned, the scene with the fruit. It's interesting because her pink, like, robe is attached to her hair and has armholes. And so it's like a cape and sort of like a robe. I guess you just, like, attach it to your hair and then put your arms through it and then clasp it at the front.
I guess.
I thought that... I just... Sometimes the mechanics of the outfits are interesting.
Yeah. They're very elaborated.
I have to say, by comparison, the Klingon looks normal.
Yeah, that's true.
So do you have an honorable mention?
I do have some honorable mentions. I have to say, though, you now made me think that I didn't pay attention to the hair, even though the hair was also very stupid at times. One thing we didn't mention is the silver bikini, the famous silver bikini.
Yeah, I mean, that one's so well known. But it's well known for that very reason you mentioned, that it's like, you don't know how it, like, holds up. I mean, also, it's just like two strips of fabric.
Yeah.
It's actually less fabric, I think, than what Zarabeth was wearing, which is seems nearly impossible.
It's kind of famous, and also, you know, the actress had kind of a rough life, but she, her fame from her moment in the silver bikini kind of helped her toward the end. So, yeah. Do you have any other
comments? I do. So, I don't know how well you remember Cat's Paw.
I do, vaguely, yeah.
You know, you have the duo who are some weird looking little aliens. But when they're in their human form, the male, just his entire look, I thought was an honorable mention, because he's got this huge robe on, like, well, it's sort of metallic, also part of it's like mustard yellow, but it's got this big, like, sun with an eye in it on his chest. And then, so he kind of looks like, I don't know if you've ever been to a fair where they have the booth where they have the fortune teller. And he's, like, wearing, you know, like, the big billowy robes and maybe the turban. And it's like, oh, put a quarter into the machine and I'll tell you your future. That's what this guy...
I've never experienced him.
No. Well,
but yeah, he does sound like him.
Yeah. That's what this guy looks like. And to top it off, they gave him a little scepter with a little crystal ball at the top. So I was like, I think I know what look you're going for, but you missed the mark. Like, by a wide berth. So I think he's supposed to look occult and mystical.
Probably.
And he looks like he, like, went to the Halloween store and got their cheap, like, wizard outfit.
Yeah, basically. I mean, this entire episode is like someone has a lot of leftover Halloween decorations and, like, yeah, let's draw something together.
And then I don't know if you remember, but there's this one scene where the female, you know, who's trying to seduce Kirk, she turns into these different versions of herself, like, you know, what best suits his type. And there's this one where she's got, like, this weird, like, pale purple hair and, like, this full-on clown outfit.
Full-on what?
A clown outfit.
Oh. Oh, well. I don't remember that, but, well.
Google the images. Like, some of her other outfits, I think, were supposed to be, like, sexy, but this one was not sexy. It's like a multicolored clown disaster. I was like, well, you're definitely not seducing Kirk by that one.
Yeah.
So, honorable mention there for the horrible outfits in Cat's Paw. Do you have any others?
No, because I mentioned them while we talked. The one with the curtain, pink shimmery fabric on the chest. And
well, I actually have one more.
All right.
This is from For the World is Hollow and I Have Touched the Sky.
Yeah.
You know, Natara had some really interesting outfits. She's the priestess. She gets to, like, be extra and, you know, wear the glittery, like, dresses and stuff. But the men, they're wearing fuchsia, orange, red monstrosity robes. The pattern is, maybe it's indicative of the times, but it kind of looks like they're in kimonos. And they have these little, like, black leather pointy hats. they're not even hats. They're more like just, like, caps.
Yeah.
So, by comparison, she looks good. And, I don't know, maybe the men are supposed to look bad. If you ever get a chance, like, go back and look at, like, some of the costumes of her guards, they are straight up, nobody should ever have to wear that. That would be torture.
Now that you mentioned, I have something, but I don't know if it actually qualifies as, for the topic we're discussing, but, like, I just wanted to mention the Gorn costume.
Ah!
The costume itself.
Yeah.
Not what the Gorn is wearing, but costume of the Gorn that the person underneath is wearing is just, it's pretty bad, you know. The zipper is very clearly visible. In the original series, the mouth didn't move. They added the mouth movement in the HD remaster. So that's the version that's on Netflix. So if you watch the episodes on Netflix, you'll see the mouth move. Originally, it didn't move. So it just kind of hung open a little, I guess.
All the hissing and stuff.
It's just a bad costume. It's just a very, very bad costume.
Well, now that I think about it, is it worse than what the men had to wear in Wink of an Eye?
I don't remember that, actually.
So they're in like full-on holographic material suits, all the way down from the shirt to the pants. It's all holographic. It's actually short sleeve, but it's off the shoulder for the men. It's off the shoulder holographic shirts, and they have on collars to match. Go look that one up.
I'm trying to Google it.
And it's like they took the off the shoulder and then they add like a little piece like on the shoulder, but it's like straight like window cut crossing. I don't know.
You know, if we're talking about Wink of an Eye, the costume of the actress, the main actress there, it had like the whole leg just
bare.
The leg. Yeah, just not just the leg, up to her waist, from her waist down, the entire leg was bare.
Yeah, I don't think that fabric could have stayed there without that little belt around her hips.
I see the holographic fabric. It's very...
Shiny!
Yeah. Shiny. It is shiny. It's very shiny.
Man, there are some bad outfits in Star Trek, the original series.
There are so many bad outfits.
I don't have any more honorable mentions.
Yeah, I can't think of, well, I mean, if you really want to get nitpicky, I guess you can also call the unicorn dog.
Oh no, don't go there. I actually like thought about that. I said, well, no, that's like insulting the animal. Because if you're going to do that, what about the, is it a private little war where Kirk fights the thing, like the big, like ape looking thing with the horn?
Yeah.
And it has like, it's like supposed to be like half monkey, half lizard, half unicorn.
Three halves.
Like, that thing is horrible looking.
It is.
If I had been, I think, a child watching that, I might actually have been scared by that animal. And then, I mean, if you also want to talk about beings, what about the Horta?
That's definitely the.
I mean, we've got the equivalent to like a carpet on rollers with like little like hand sockets, so they could do like the lava that and the breathing of the rock or whatever it was, like the little lava things, and like so you just put your hand in there and like, you know, make it look like it's going in and out. That's getting into the mechanics of how these things actually were supposed to work, I guess. I always did wonder, though, like, what poor tech on the set had to be the one to crawl up under that that hoarder carpet and roll around on the floor, push himself around on the floor.
So that was the original series costume edition.
Worst costume edition.
Yeah.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to that fun review of terrible outfits.
You know, with all the time on your hands right now, you can probably learn how to make a few of those on your own.
Or you could just watch any episode and go and play, like, spot that horrible costume.
Yeah.
I bet you could come up with one bad outfit per episode.
Well, maybe there are episodes that are entirely on the ship with only, like, crew members, but most episodes, you'll probably find something to laugh at.
Thanks, everyone, for joining us for another episode of Space Trio Podcast, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.